Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show. Chum 104.5.
Fresh off the field, that's your boy Adam Levine. Notice how I passed him off to you guys. That's your boy.
That's my boy.
He's not my boy anymore. No, he's my boy still.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's so much talk about the Super Bowl. I think every year as social media gets more prevalent, you know, everyone has more to say about what's going on in pop culture. It just makes us more of a critique society.
That's right. Yeah.
But let's proceed, shall we? I thought the Super Bowl halftime show was meh at most.
Yeah.
You know,
it wasn't like, wow, did you see that? Sorry, you missed it.
Right.
You know, as Caitlin mentioned during trending, underwhelming, a little bland.
And I'm a professed Maroon 5 fan. I really, really like them.
I like
all their music. I love all their hits. I think they're like one of those pop bands that stand the test of time. But live, that was just like, eh. So many things about it. Where do I start? Travis Scott, like, I mean, if you want to talk about a more underwhelming, unmemorable part of that show.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
So, I don't know. I was going to ask you, weren't we expecting a little bit more?
What happened? I don't know if we were expecting a little bit more, but it's just one of those things.
I wasn't.
You know, if you're on the Super Bowl.
You were not expecting anything.
No. And they were like, oh, Travis Scott's going to be a guest. I was like, eh.
But I feel like if you're on the Super Bowl, you got to bring something big or something fantastic to the performance.
I'll tell you what I thought. I thought, okay, Christina Aguilera has got to show up.
Yeah.
You know, or Cardi B, because I knew she was in the vicinity.
Right. But she was already in kind of protest of the whole thing.
That's right. So, yeah, because there's this controversy. But the other thing is, I thought, well, maybe Mick Jagger will just come out and just sing a couple of lines with Move Like Jagger.
But I thought maybe because
they're on tour. It didn't happen.
That costs a pretty penny, you know.
You gotta
pay for that.
But I thought those bright moments that used to happen, like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen back in the day, like maybe about 10 years ago, little surprises like that meant a lot.
Speaking of bright moments, Marilyn, and I'll speak to the ladies in the room on this one.
Yeah.
And anybody else. How do we feel about shirtless men on stage? Is that like a high point for us? Because I'm watching Adam Levine take his shirt off, and trust me, I'm not jealous that he has a better physique than me. I'm just saying that, you know, I think a guy's like a Michael Jackson, who very rarely, if ever, took his shirt off. And the performance was like, yo, that was the best performance I've ever seen ever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it didn't need the whole, I'm taking off my shirt because this has gotten so lit type of thing to happen.
Yeah.
You know, like this. I do an eye roll, but when guys take their shirt off on stage, are we like, yes, he took off his shirt? Is that the feeling or no?
You know, I just looked at that and went, wow, he's got a lot of tattoos. He must be really hot.
Look like an Ed Hardy
hot
shirt.
Like, yeah. Yeah, like it did. I just, you know, I looked at it and thought, you have so many tattoos. But he's not a big guy. You know, he's a fit guy. He's not a big guy.
Very fit.
Very, very fit.
Not for me. I didn't like it. I just felt like it was like his Magic Mike audition. He looked all oily up there. He looked like an Ed Hardy t-shirt was a person. I wasn't into it. It wasn't for me. It just felt like a bit pandering. I was like, we get it.
Well,
you know?
We think there's been a lot of pandering on that halftime show.
You do some sit-ups, but that's not what I'm here for.
Yeah. All right. Well,
come on.
Caitlin has spoken.
It's true.
I love those.
Sit-ups takes more than that.
I don't know.
He's on the keto diet. Come on.
And I just thought it just was just not a good, it wasn't for me. You know what it was? I mean, I know lots of people loved the show.
Yeah.
That was not the halftime show for me. I thought Big Boy did a great job. I was really excited to see him.
Yeah,
I wish he had stayed out there longer. That was the standing moment of authenticity for me. The rest of it, I was like, these could have been robots.
Yeah.
To me, I was like, there was no personality.
Well, if Big Boy had been out there anymore, he would have died. Wearing that massive fur coat. Lord have mercy.
A little hot.
The one's stripping, one's wearing a fur coat. Very confusing, as you said on your Instagram.
Yeah, as I said on my post, I said, what was the temperature in Atlanta yesterday? I cannot tell from these two.
Let the battle round begin.
Because there wasn't much of a battle to speak of yesterday. This is the real battle.
It's a real thing with the real prize. And the prize today is a brand new Samsung Galaxy S9, courtesy of Virgin Mobile. And we're going to play breakfast battle with the subject being the celebrity who. So we're going to give you the first name and clue about a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You give us their last name. For example, if I were to say the Tom who used to be married to Katie Holmes, you would say Jamar.
Thanks. I mean, Cruz.
Cruz.
Exactly.
That's
okay.
right.
Okay.
So playing on my team is Gisella. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Oh, awesome.
Good. Gisella, what did you and Tom do last night?
What did I do last night?
You and Tom.
Yeah.
After the big game.
Gisella Bundchen.
I hate to say it, Marilyn. I'm a Patriots fan.
That's okay.
Look at you.
We thought we were talking to Gisella Bundchen.
Tom Brady's Why?
What do you think they were doing?
No, what'd you do with Tom last night? Oh, but you're not there. Okay, I get it.
Playing for you and with you is Tessa this morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tessa, what's up?
Good. Not much. Just driving to work.
Nice, nice. Did you watch any of the game yesterday?
No, I'm not a sports fan much.
Well, guess what? You didn't miss much.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how you do with this game this morning, the breakfast battle. Are we ready, players?
Okay. I think so.
All right, great.
So remember, the celebrity who will give you the first name and a clue about a celebrity. You tell us their last name.
Last name.
Gisella, you're up first.
Okay, sounds good.
Gisella, your 30 seconds starts now.
The Adam who took off his shirt at the Super... The Tiger who plays golf.
What?
The Amy who starred in Trainwreck.
Pass.
The Gwen who was in the band No Doubt.
Stefani.
The Seth who created Family Guy.
Myers.
The Ed who sings Shape of You.
Sheeran.
The Pete who dated Ariana Grande.
Davidson.
The Freddie who was the lead singer of Queen.
Mercury.
The James who does carpool karaoke.
Corden.
And the Jason who plays Aquaman.
Momoa.
Go!
And the other one is Seth.
Stop
I know it. Seth.
Whoa! Where'd you guys find this girl? Oh, my goodness.
On fire, because she wants that phone so badly.
I do. I'm still using a BlackBerry.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What's the score there?
Gisella, you got 9 out of 10.
On you.
Tessa, do you see the level? Do you see where the bar is? Do you see where the level is?
I don't know about this.
Come on. No, let's raise the stakes.
Okay.
All right, come on. Let's step up to the plate.
Tessa, your 30 seconds starts now.
The Bradley who directed Star is Born.
I don't know.
The Jimmy who hosts The Jimmy who hosts the Tonight Show.
Fallon.
The Tom who won the Super Bowl.
Brady.
The Marilyn who is my co-host.
Dennis.
The Justin who is our Prime Minister.
Trudeau.
The Ryan from American Idol.
A pass.
Venus who plays tennis.
Williams.
Steven who replaced Letterman.
Dodo.
The Dakota who stars in 50 Shades movies.
Don't know.
Oh, happy day.
Hey.
What's the score?
Well, Tessa got 6, which means Gisella gets her new phone.
Oh, wow. My God. Congratulations.
Tessa's never played battle before, so good one.
I haven't either.
Okay, now you're showing off.
was a very impressive performance. Yeah. Tessa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Gisella, brand new Samsung Galaxy S9, courtesy of Virgin Mobile. To celebrate Valentine's Day, Virgin Mobile wants you to hook up with the newest phones. See in store or online for details. There you go.
She gone?
Yeah, she's got Brianna to get her new phone.
She's still there.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm still hearing.
Tessa has left to go to work.
I thought that chisel and granite you had over there kind of failed you.
Gisella, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I so needed this.
Oh, yeah, you did. Thank you. Hold on. BlackBerry. Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's got BlackBerry anymore? They're in, like, museums. Welcome to the Chum Birthday Jackpot. Somebody with an October birthday right now. Everyone with an October birthday should be standing by their phone trying to figure out, is it me? Is it me? Well, guess what? It is you. Good morning.
I'm sorry. It's a mistake. I'm not October.
You're not October?
No.
Oh!
Yep.
Gotta be October.
That's the stipulation.
It's okay. Sorry. It's too early for me this morning. I was not paying attention.
Hey, listen, you gotta take a shot, right?
Yeah.
I see what you did there. When is your birthday, by the way?
It's in June.
Oh, okay. June, baby. Like
I was not even close.
But you called in. I mean, we called you.
Sorry,
I know what happened.
Thank you. Well,
that's okay.
Lucky, but not so much.
No, I've been trying to always get on, and I get on when it's not my time.
Yeah, well, guess what? A lot of people are mad at you right now. So we're going to hang up and get our October person on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, baby.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.
So once again, a ton of people texting in their name. And jackpot,
right.
Not in that order, to 104536.
I spun the wheel at the top of the hour, and we landed on the month of October, so we're looking for an October baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is going to, hopefully we'll get in touch with them in a second, and then they win $500
mm-hmm.
right off the top. And then we spin another wheel, and if we land on their actual birthday, they could win?
$5,000.
See, so the deal is, if you've got a birthday, winner.
Mm.
That's so great. Okay.
Tom's having an intense conversation over there.
Cynthia, okay.
There she is.
All right.
Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. What's up?
Good morning.
All right. October
baby?
October?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
All right. Marilyn Dennis has moved from the month wheel to the date wheel now. Cynthia, why don't you tell us the date of your actual birthday?
11th, October 11th.
All right. So you are looking for an 11 when Marilyn spins that wheel. When that wheel lands on 11, if it lands on 11, They're going to win five G's.
Okay, $500 you already have.
Uh-oh.
I gave it my all.
Okay.
That's a nice, hearty spin. Ooh, just past the 11. Oh, no! No, 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 no!
No!
Oh, no! You've got... Cynthia, I'm so sorry. Oh. It just landed on 10.
Wait.
In the middle? 11! Wait!
It says 11. What?
That's 11.
Yes.
That's an 11 to me. She wins!
$5,000!
Thank you so much.
That is amazing.
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
I'm in literal shock. I don't know how that just happened. But you win the $5,000 off the top.
I've got a better arm than Brady.
Marilyn, you are the lucky. You're the lucky person this weekend.
Thank you.
Congrats, Cynthia.
My gosh. October 11th.
So amazing. Yes, October 11th.
That you got it, sweetie. That's awesome. Happy birthday. Kind of.
Yes, it's my birthday.
Hey, listen, everyone listening, you got to go to at Chum1045 on Instagram so you could see the actual video. This was not fixed. That was an official spin.
That's amazing. And the next time we play this game is at 11 a.m. with the wonderful Richie Favolaro. And then we play it again at 4.
How's it feel to just wake up and get 50 grand just for being born?
Oh, my gosh. It feels so amazing. I am so excited. This is great.
Fantastic.
So okay, hang on the line, and thanks for listening, Chum, but don't go anywhere, okay?
Enjoy your $5,000. That's a lot of ice melt. I don't know what she'll do with it.
Enjoy it. My girls are up now. They're here. They can't believe it.
Hey.
The whole family's here.
Start pouring the wine right now, all right? I don't care what time it is. Thank you so much for playing. You know, one thing I've learned about doing radio is that brides and bridesmaids are always in hot water. It's always a hot bed of contention when brides are trying to set up their dream wedding. They usually get roasted for the things they do. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a little bit of redemption for this particular bride. She was very, very specific about the dress code based on her bridesmaid's weight. That sounds very, very insensitive. But, you know, whatever. She said the thinner people had to wear specific colors. The heavier people had to wear black because she just didn't want her photos or the whole thing to be thrown off. They were also required to spend at least $1,000 on their outfit.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds incredibly insensitive.
Friendship over.
Okay. Wait for the rest because, like I said, I think there's a little bit of redemption in there. Mm-hmm. Her whole thing went viral. People are saying, this bride is the worst. What's her problem? Blah, 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 blah. She got wind of this and was like, what? Who's leaking information about my day, my wedding, my requirements? So you know what she did? She gathered up her bridesmaids and she said, hey, you guys are taking a polygraph. We need to figure out who leaked all this to the internet. I kid you not.
Come on over for some wine and a polygraph.
This can't be real.
No, it's real. So she got all the bridesmaids to show up. She said, you guys are taking a polygraph. We're going to find out who is the leaker amongst us.
Where's this polygraph from?
She got it on Amazon, Marilyn, for $99.
Oh, we need one. We need one.
We need this last week. I'm so interested in polygraph tests. I want to know how they work. I want to know if they work. Your answer is yes, it worked. She found the leaker in her group. And the girl actually admitted, she said, yes, it was me. I leaked it.
My former friend Stephanie was immediately removed from the property. She confessed to leaking my post and ridiculing me online.
Yo!
Oh, Stephanie, you did a good thing. Yeah. You don't have to wear that dress, whatever color it was.
Yeah. This bride sucks. I don't like her at all. Yeah. That's terrible.
Her former friend.
And beyond that, the wedding is still on, everybody, with the full dress code requirements. And she's also demanding this bride. People submit pictures of how they look in their outfits so she can tell everyone what is wrong and how she can improve it. What is this, the Marilyn Dennis show? Are we doing a fashion show?
Right,
you are.
Are
my stylist correcting things?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I don't understand.
I don't get it.
You should start doing some polygraphs on the Marilyn Dennis show. What's up with that?
That's funny.
I'm going to see if we got enough money left in our budget. $99 on Amazon. How funny is that? That's the best part of this whole story.
Not to get too Black Mirror on you guys, but wouldn't it be great if everyone just had a pocket polygraph? Every person had a polygraph. So if any time you know someone was lying to you, say, hey, give me your finger real quick. Just hook up real quick and let's just figure this out. It would really solve a lot of issues,
no? Oh, yeah.
I'm going into the woods again. That's it. My shack in the woods is looking so appealing today.
All right. Well, you can get a polygraph on Amazon. Let me know if you order one. Ours is coming in the mail. Lainey's in the room. Lainey always tells us the real. So let's talk about the real with this whole Super Bowl and halftime and everything.
Well,
what say you?
I don't think that, you know, I don't think that it's a secret that there was a lot of criticism on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of people who weren't feeling the performance.
Right.
Listen, Maroon 5 has never been my favorite to begin with, so that didn't change my opinion last night.
Okay.
I don't find that that was a performance that met the venue or the city. As a lot of people are pointing out, Atlanta is a city rich in the way they're moving forward music right now, and I'm not sure that that reflected it,
right,
especially in the headliner. Like, the gospel choir was, like, way more awesome.
Right.
Than
gotcha.
That said, the bigger question is what the NFL is going to do with this halftime property. I feel like the level of performance is getting lower and lower, or maybe more and more mediocre. It used to be a thing.
Yeah.
And now it was kind of like a shrug.
Right.
So even the celebrity turnout for the Super Bowl was much lower than we've seen. Like, typically they have cutaways during the game and you see Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
And you see all kinds of movie stars, Mark Wahlberg, like, it seemed like it was low on star factor, too. Not many people were there. In fact, more people were at the pre-parties on Saturday night. And, like, I was thinking about, I don't know if you heard, but, like, on Saturday night, Foo Fighters had an amazing performance.
Wow.
At one of those pre-parties that everybody was talking about.
Those, like, pre-parties were big this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting when your pre-performance, like on Saturday night, the Foo Fighters, is generating more positive press than the actual halftime headliner.
We know, though, leading up to the Super Bowl, the actual event that happens the weekend before, because Jamar has experienced that, is always bigger
fantastic.
Than the actual Super
it's
Bowl.
It's great, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a problem. If I'm a Super Bowl person, that's a problem. If I'm seeing that the acts and the performances pre my show, which is supposed to be the big show, and so much money is going into that show, that's a problem.
It's one of the reasons why I probably would never buy a Super Bowl ticket, because, I mean, it's very, very expensive. And also, I've experienced the Super Bowl Village, and it's really, really fun. After that, there's really not much else experience.
Right. I went to the Super Bowl to cover it in Glendale, like, you know, almost 10 years ago.
It was I remember that. They didn't send me. I got it.
Yeah. When the Patriots and Giants played.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was one of the best Super Bowls. Yeah. And Tom Petty was the headliner that year. And I didn't grow up being a Tom Petty fan, but I will tell you that that performance was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't, like, the angst and the drama that is surrounding the Super Bowl now.
Helmet catch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got to change it up, though, a little bit, because it's just not cutting it.
But I'll tell you, there was a particular problem with this season's Super Bowl. You know, Atlanta, like you said, Lainey, is a hotbed of hip-hop.
Yep.
You know? Now, the Super Bowl has a particular problem because, you know, a big segment of that audience is the truck-driving, you know, country guy.
Ram tough.
Right. And then you got that juxtaposed with the whole cultural problem of, you know, Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So, where do you fit in? Who are we going to talk to this particular Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Are we going to speak to Atlanta hip-hop and black culture?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to talk to our country boys, you know, and say, hey, Ram Tuck, what do you do? It's like, it was the perfect storm of problem.
Oh, and then it was kind of manifested itself with Adam Levine trying to dance. not succeeding. It was a little like the hip swiveling and the trying to jump up and down with Travis Scott was just like, the memes are out there, right?
Were celebrities speaking about it, or you know?
There were celebrities who were boycotting it. Like, you know, director Ava DuVernay openly said, I'm boycotting the Super Bowl. And then Rihanna, who loves sports, went on Insta Stories and was on a plane during the Super Bowl and was like, what? Is there something happening? I don't know about it.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Blake Shelton is going to have so much fun with Adam Levine on The Voice.
Right.
Oh, it's not going to stop all season.
Deal with that. Yeah.
Take off your cardigan. No, keep it on.
He's the new Matthew McConaughey. You know that joke where, like, Matthew's always like, can I take my shirt off now? I take my shirt off now? Like, every 10 seconds, a piece of clothing was coming off.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Demi Lovato, really quickly.
Well, 21 Savage was detained by ICE this weekend. They claim that he's staying in America illegally. He's overstayed his visa. And so they've arrested him. They've detained him. And so there are a lot of memes on Twitter that people produced to address the situation.
Right.
And Demi tweeted that she was laughing at some of the memes.
Okay.
And Twitter came for her. And basically, she said, okay, I'm shutting down my Twitter. This is so
mean. What do you mean they came for her? They were like,
they came for her. They were like, yeah, jokes to her. They criticized her for laughing at it. And then they made jokes about her addiction and all that
stuff. She went off.
But remember, like, I don't, listen, what happened to 21 Savage is not funny, but people were out there creating the memes. Mm. So why aren't those people being shut down? Like, you're creating the source of the joke.
Okay. That's too bad. E! Talks on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Lainey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Love your insight, Lainey. Always.
Monday morning. What a weekend. I rose from the dead. I had like an incredible stomach flu this week, and then I got over just Sunday morning. Really just Sunday morning I got over that flu. Marilyn Dennis had her husband in town. Boom,
yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
And that was good.
Boom,
my friend,
boom, boom.
My friend Jim Karras is in town. He flew in from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
He used to listen to you at the other station in Chicago.
Really?
So he's listening to you right now.
Hey, yep. Jim.
And he's going to be doing the show with me today. We're pre-recording a couple of great shows.
Yeah. Jim from The Shy. And Caitlin was in Detroit.
Yeah.
Caitlin, I want to zero in on a tweet that you sent this weekend. Mm-hmm. Guys, and please weigh in, everybody, at 104536 on text. Weigh in quickly, too. Caitlin tweets, anyone else thinks that when somebody puts their luggage in the overhead bin above your seat and not theirs, you should be able to just toss it in the aisle? Caitlin angst is one of my favorite things. I love it. So, Caitlin, someone put their luggage over your seat?
Yeah. You walk in and you're getting on the plane and you notice that despite the fact that this person is nowhere to be seen, perhaps they're at the back of the plane and they walk in and you're at the front.
Yeah.
They just shove their bag up above anywhere they want.
You bring up a great point because this has changed recently over the last couple of years because, you know, more people are using the overhead bin now because the underbelly of the plane, rather, has been, you know, they didn't charge you for your luggage, but now most airlines are charging you. So people are trying to bring as much overhead stuff as possible.
Right. Yeah.
So there's less bin space. Now, what are the unofficial rules of this? If it's over your seat, is that your bin space or is it a free for all? I really don't know.
I think it's my seat.
You guys not remember?
My seat, my bin.
No, wait, hang on.
Well, what?
I complained about this in November. Caitlin, you were in Peru, so you did not hear about this complaint.
Wait, I was here.
No, but she wasn't.
No, but I'm trying to remember. I think
you were here.
Go ahead.
So I put my, I got bumped up to first class. Thank you, points. And I'm standing there and I'm getting my stuff ready to put over on my bin, and which was empty. I put my head down to check my purse to get my earbuds. And someone put their stuff in the bin.
And were they in economy?
No, because let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
So I stood out in the aisle and I said, okay, whose bag is this?
Yeah.
Like I said it out loud. Whose bag is this? And she went, it's mine. I go, she's three seats back. I go, you need to move that bag above your seat because that's my bin space.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I said, no, I put my head down for 1 minute.
And then it's gone.
And it's gone. That's not right. That's not correct. And you know that's not right. Because what people want to do is they want to put their bags out there so when they leave, they just grab their bag and go out the plane.
Exactly.
And I don't think that's fair. Now, we had a lot of people talk about this when I discussed it, and I wasn't having a hissy fit, but I was angry. So I want to let you know, people said, listen, first come, first serve, but I'm standing right there.
You know, I tend to agree with you, Marilyn. I mean, listen, first class bins shouldn't even be able to fit second class bags. They shouldn't be compatible.
No, I don't know. And then on top of that, I'm going to tell you something else. I had glass, and because it was taking a gift, and the stewardess said, oh, I can fit your bag over here. And she smashed my stuff up against another bag. And I went, okay,
this
is not going to go well. Here's my point. Let's just be nice to people. I think if you have a person sitting in the seat and they're looking down at their bag about to put stuff up over their bin, why would they do that? Now, did this person already put it in there when you were in the plane? Had it been, was it already there?
So we get on board and people who had filled in at the back had put all their stuff at the front when they first get on. And it's just, or you know what else happens? ones, this is what I've been noticing. Some people come in and they have like 30 million plastic bags with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drives me up the wall. And so they come in and they have like their regular carry-on and then a bunch of plastic bags. And then the carry-on and the plastic bags take up all the space above in the, just carry the one thing on or check it.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure that everybody has enough space to put at least one bag above their own identified seat. I would like assigned cubbies above seats, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, now wait a minute. Were you late for your flight?
No.
Were you in the right line?
In the right line. Everything's above board.
How come the people in coach gone on before you got on?
No, there was no first class.
Ah.
It was an express flight. So there's
always first class.
It's all one
category. Classless flight.
It's all one category.
That was your first problem.
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. I don't fly first class, so I don't know.
Just had no class whatsoever.
Let me tell you, a friend of mine took someone's bag down and put it in the aisle and said, I don't know whose bag this is, but I just put mine up above my cubbyhole. Anyway.
The texts are exploding, and a lot of people agree. The bin space above your seat should be allocated for the seats below the bin space, not just willy-nilly put it wherever the heck you want.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm on team green on that one.
In a perfect world, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but that's clearly not the case right now.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
And there it is. The dynasty continues. And the Patriots have added another chapter to their legacy.
Okay, they caught up with the Steelers. Big deal.
So I was going to say, if you are a Pats fan, you are very excited. If you are everyone else, you are likely suffering from Patriots fatigue today.
Okay.
And you're on that side.
You're a great team, I'll say that, but that game was real boring yesterday.
Yeah, so the New England Patriots, officially six-time Super Bowl champions, they beat the LA Rams 13-3 last night. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman won the MVP, and he certainly earned it. The headline, pretty well, that's been running everywhere is that the game was big on defense, short on highlights, short on excitement. Yeah, here we go. This is the audio of the game last night. Thank you, Tom.
I had every intention to go to bed early, but I thought maybe the second half will be more interesting.
Hey, but listen, let's be real.
What?
At fourth quarter, they flipped that switch, Marilyn, that switch I told you about.
Yeah.
The switch flipped, and it turned into Madden, and then all of a sudden it was like
Transformers.
Voltron comes out.
Yeah.
And it becomes the Belichick show.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty something. That drive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Rams, they tied the record for the fewest points ever scored by a team in the Super Bowl. So low scoring. True. Now over to the ads. The ads are always something that people wait for because there's so many celebrities who are there. You hear all about the giant paychecks that are associated with appearing in the Super Bowl ads. So someone who definitely got paid is Michael Bublé. This is the fun end of the spectrum for the ads. He was featured in an ad for Bubbly Water. They did a little play on his last name, and it was pretty funny.
Blackberry Bublé, my favorite.
You mean Bubbly?
No, I mean Bublé.
You're Michael Bublé. That's a Bubbly.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Bubbly?
Yeah, it's Bublé.
I love it. He had this Sharpie correcting and putting that little accent over Bublé. That's great.
Yeah, Steve Carell was in the Pepsi ad with Cardi B and Little John, and they kind of did a play on how when somebody asks for Coke in a restaurant and the restaurant has Pepsi, they say, is Pepsi okay? And so that was people like that one. Steve Carell's just funny in anything. Now, on the powerful end of the spectrum, the Washington Post ran their first ever Super Bowl ad titled Democracy Dies in Darkness. It was like a movie trailer for the power of journalism, and it was voiced by none other than Tom Hanks.
When we go off to war, when we exercise our rights, when our neighbors are at risk, when our nation is threatened, there's someone to gather the facts, to bring you the story, no matter the cost. Because knowing empowers us. Knowing helps us decide. Knowing keeps us free.
That's pretty impressive and so emotional.
Well, I'm getting my subscription today. I don't know about you guys. I'm pretty moved by this.
Just the weekend paper.
Yeah, just the weekend paper. It also featured images of fallen journalists who had died doing their job. It was pretty powerful. People are loving it. A lot of people are talking about it today. Over to the halftime show, Maroon 5 headlined along with Travis Scott making an appearance and Big Boy from Outkast. He's from Atlanta, so it was really cool seeing him there. I think he did the best job. Maroon 5 and Travis Scott not getting glowing reviews today. People are all commenting that, you know, these might be studio artists.
Like, this is probably the first time there was a fumble during halftime. The actual halftime show was a fumble.
Yeah, people aren't loving it. I think when you see, like, you know, Lady Gaga jumps in from the roof, when Katy Perry had all of her, you know, set changes and the left shark hilarity, and then Beyonce's halftime show, it just didn't feel like the energy was there in the same way that has been in years past. And Adam Levine actually took to his Instagram and he was thanking people, and he did kind of address the controversy directly, and he did it in a classy way. He thanked fans, he thanked the universe for this opportunity, and he said, "We thank our critics for always pushing us to do better."
I like that. That's a great response, Adam Levine.
It was a classy response. Yeah. The anthem was sung by Gladys Knight. She did an excellent job. Her reviews are great.
I missed that.
Yeah, her reviews have been really, really good. So that was pretty well everything that happened.
That wraps up Super Bowl 53. Coming up next year, the Steelers and question mark? You'll find out.
You're putting it out into the universe.
I really, thank you, Tom. Yeah, I have to make this chapter has come to close. I often think, and maybe I'm wrong, and I know people said they're not going to retire, but I think Belichick and Brady might have a pact that they decide if we win one more, making it six, and get all these achievements, it's a good time for us to step away.
Interesting prediction.
Yeah, I really think that might happen.
Hey, get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show. Chum 104.5.